हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ओके सी इन दिस कठोपनिषद of all the mantras we have seen, only in this third section of second chapter the teaching becomes much subtler, especially from the 10th mantra. 10th and 11th mantras we saw exactly Upanishad presenting the Nididhyasanam, talking about Nididhyasanam. Upanishad just tells what is Nididhyasanam very briefly. Shankara Bhagavatpada alone elaborates on the mantra in his commentary, really makes understand what is Nididhyasanam, what is Nididhyasanam for, what is the benefit of Nididhyasanam. We exactly understood in the previous class. Then, now we come to this new lesson. 12th mantra. Now I am repeating today the 12th mantra and 13th mantra. Guess how 10th and 11th, two mantras, Upanishad discusses Nididhyasanam. Here in these two mantras, 12th and the 13th mantras, these two mantras, one discipline is highlighted, one discipline is, the importance of the discipline is also shown. What is that? Shraddha. Why Upanishad really, indirectly or explicitly highlights the discipline of Shraddha? Because from the, this is how the teaching begins. Shraddha is having the faith in the Shastra teaching, what Shastra states. So what does Shastram say? How? First of all, Shastram is the Pramanam. Shastram is the means of knowledge. When you say means of knowledge, Shastram cannot simply state what we already know. Shastram must teach us what we cannot know through any other Pramanam. So what is it Shastram here teaches? First of all, make a note. There is absolute reality. Absolute reality exists. This acceptance of the fact that the reality exists is called astitvam. Astitvam. Brahma asti iti jnanam. Before trying to discover what Brahman is, I'm going to explain to every word of the Bhashyam. Okay? Please listen to me carefully. One can make efforts to discover, understand, try to understand what Brahman is. One can make efforts to know the Brahman. Only, first of all, a person becomes convinced of the fact there is reality. First of all, I'm convinced, yes, there is reality. If a person becomes convinced that there is reality, then effort to discover that Brahman and try to understand what that reality is will be useful, will be meaningful. It's possible also. The person already does not even know that there is absolute reality. Brahma asti. There is absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. First of all, the person does not even know that there is reality. How can he make efforts to know the reality? So one has to know. Again, no other pramanam is there to understand the fact there is reality. Even astitva jnanartham api anyat pramanam nasti. Even to understand the fact that there is reality, there is no other pramanam. And so Shankaracharya begins like this, how he begins, introduces the Bhashya. No other pramanam. Why there's no other pramanam? Even to understand there is Brahman, got to know what that Brahman is, to know that, definitely there is no other pramanam. Even first of all, to understand that is Brahma, even to understand that, there is no pramanam. Why? Because what is implied by the term Brahman is abstract, formless, attributeless, atlist reality. Therefore, because of the extreme subtleness, because of the attributelessness, this reality is not known, cannot be known through any already available means of knowledge. Specifically, threefold means of knowledge, we can say. Reality being attributeless, it is not available for the description of the words. So words cannot help us understand even the existence of reality. Being not an object, subtlest, it is not available for even sense perception, cannot be perceived through senses. And being not available for word description and sense perception, it is not conceivable also. Therefore, what is the pramanam which can help you, first of all, understand the fact that there is Brahma? And this reality being not available for any of these pramanams, it is very easy for anybody to make a conclusion. It is not available for any of the means of knowledge, therefore it does not exist. Ikkada abhavasthitihi. One can conclude there is no such a thing called reality. There is no such a thing called Brahma or Atma. If it is there, it must be available for any of the pramanams, any of the means of knowledge. Because it is not available for knowing through any of the pramanams. The simple conclusion made by people is what? Such a thing does not exist. A person makes up his mind, there is no such a thing called Brahman or Atma or reality. Then there is no way of understanding what that Brahman is. There is no way of having the Purushartha Nischaya. There is no way of enjoying the benefit of that Jnanam. So without being able to understand what the Brahman is, without having a clue to understand the benefit of the knowledge, in fact, one cannot even have Purushartha Nischaya. So non understanding of the existence of Brahman will ruin one's life. Therefore, first of all, one has to understand the existence of Brahman in order to be able to discover what that Brahman is, to make efforts to discover what that Brahman is, thereby to enjoy the benefit of that jnanam. So astitva jnanam, knowledge of the existence of Brahman, is first important. Later on to understand what that Brahman is, later on to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Three things. Okay. Brahma asti iti jnanam, Brahma kim iti jnanam, Brahma jnanasya prayojanam kim iti jnanam. Okay. These three factors are possible only first of all a person has understands there is a Brahma. And to understand there is Brahma, no other Pramana is available. Shastram alone says, only Veda Shastram says there is absolute reality. That reality is implied by the term Brahma or Atma. Simply says, therefore, how I believe my eyes in seeing the light, my eyes serve as the Pramanam. Shastram also is a Pramanam. Vedanta Shastram states there is Brahma. Therefore, I have to accept. Means, I must have Shaddha in the Shastram. Is it clear now? This is the point he brings in. Unless I have Shaddha, the faith in the what Shastram says, I can accept the Shastram as the Pramanam. Isn't it? So, Shaddha is important. If I don't have Shaddha, no. For me, Veda Shastram is the Pramanam. I 100% accept what Veda Shastram says because Veda as a Shruti is my well-wisher. Okay? So, this faith in the Shastram is important. Then, I accept Veda Shastram as the Pramanam means then I accept what Veda Shastram says. Okay. Now I know there is Brahman. I understand there is Brahman. I do not know what that Brahman is, but I understand there is Brahma. So what is the proof? What is the Pramanam? Veda Shastram. How do you know? How do you accept? Yes, I have faith in the Shastram. I have Shaddha in the Shastram, Veda Shastram. Therefore, I accept what Veda Shastram states. Veda says there is Brahma. Therefore, for me, Brahman exists. This is what is called Shaddha. This is what is explained here first. Okay? Now, later on. So, this is, if mantra simply states, if a person has Shaddha in the Shastram, accepts the existence of Brahman, though it is not available for knowledge, not available for perception or description or conception, still I believe, I do not see Brahman through my senses, perceive through my senses, I do not conceive through my thoughts, I do not understand, there is no description available of Brahman. Still, in spite that I do accept there is Brahma. What's the Praman? Shastram is the Pramanam. Do you have faith in Shastram? Yes, I have faith in the Shastram. This is called, this what is Shaddha, emphasized in the Shastram. Okay. Then, what is the next that we should need to understand from here? So, Shankara Bhagavatpada, here, in his commentary, states that reality can be understood, has to be understood also, in terms of its nature of existence. generally, mostly, in all the Upanishads everywhere, reality, it is stated that reality has to be understood in terms of its nature because of its subtleness. Mostly everywhere, the pure consciousness alone is presented as the nature of the reality, mostly. And in order to understand the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness, certain methods are prescribed by the Shastram. What are methods? Drip Dishayveka Prakriya, Avastatarya Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya. There are many methods of unfoldment, methods of teaching which are used to understand, to arrive at the abstract reality in terms of its nature of consciousness. But some places, sometimes, reality is also presented as pure consciousness, which means the pure existence. So reality has to be understood in terms of its nature of existence, not in terms of its nature of consciousness, but in terms of its nature of existence. If the reality has to be, can be arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness, then it is said that reality is not an object, it is not a subject, but it's available for recognition only as a rupam of the knower, I, subject of knowledge. And to arrive at it as a rupam of the knower, these are the methods. What are the methods? Drik Drishyaveka Prakriya, Avastatraya Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya, etc. But to understand the same reality, absolute reality, in terms of its nature of existence also, there is a method. What's the method? The Shastram uses the method of Karanakarya Prakriya. Karanakarya Prakriya. Which method is used for understanding the reality in which nature? Of course, pure existence is the nature of reality. So reality has to be understood in terms of its nature of pure existence. This is not mostly presented. The reality has to be understood in terms of its nature of existence is not mostly presented. Some places, some Upanishads, all the Upanishads, it is presented. So whenever reality has to be arrived in terms of its nature of existence, the method used is Karyakarana Prakriya. When the Karyakarana Prakriya is used, the definition of Brahman given is Brahman is the cause of the universe. What is Brahma? The definitions are given. Of course, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we have two lakshanams. One is Tatastha Lakshanam, one is Swarupa Lakshanam. I'm not going to do it because you are going to study later on only. After this, I'm going to start Taittiriya only. You'll understand that better. Anyway. So, Brahman, a person as Brahman is not the cause of the universe, but Brahman is defined as the cause of the universe. Brahma, what is Brahma? What is absolute reality? Absolute reality, Brahman is cause of the universe. Jagataha Karanam Brahma. Then there's a beautifully said, how can we understand Jagataha Karanam Brahma? What is the cause of the universe? They said, so absolute reality, Brahman, is cause of the universe means it is yasmajjatam jagat sarvam yenaiva daryate idam sarvam yasmin sarvam pravilayate tad brahma. So the absolute reality is that from which the entire universe has come into existence, by which the reality is sustained, by the universe is sustained, that in which there is reality, universe resolves, is Brahma. Therefore, what? Brahman is the cause of the universe. Brahman is that from which the universe has come into existence, that in which the universe exists, that in which the universe resolves, is Brahma. Therefore, what? Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. So, in this Karya Karana Prakriya, the definition of Brahman given is that Brahman is the cause of the universe. Okay. Now, this definition that Brahman is the cause of the universe is not here to establish Brahman being the cause of the universe. This definition is given only to help us understand, arrive at Brahman in terms of its nature of existence. So helping a spiritual aspirant understand what Brahman is the aim of presenting this definition of Brahman as the cause of the universe. In fact, using this definition, when a person arrives at understand the reality of Brahma, even the causal status attributed will become negated. Okay. Now, so here, now we this same this definition is accepted because Shastram presents this. Shastram first states reality is that itself is a big leap for us. Oh, there is reality. There's one reality. The cause of the universe. Then it presents the method. So now, in order to understand or arrive at the reality, in terms of its nature of existence as pure existence, using this definition that Brahman is the cause of the universe, there are two methods available. Okay. What are those two methods? See, in this one method, in both methods, the universe, in both methods, the effect of the product is analyzed, which means, so if Brahman is the cause of the universe, then we can understand what now? Universe is the karyam, effect. Effect or the product. So here, what is available for our knowledge is, understanding now, is the universe. First of all, one has been convinced of the existence of the universe. That is why it is said, in this method, in using these two methods, the first method is analyzing the creation. Analyzing the creation from the standpoint of it being a creation. You can say analyzing the reality, analyzing let me just not use the term reality now. Analyzing the cause. Analyzing the cause as the source of creation. Source of the creation of any product. Let us take the example first. If we take any product or any effect, that product has origination, the beginning. The product has the destruction also, end also. Every product, any effect, any product has beginning and an end. Has origination and a destruction. Isn't it true? You have to be with me completely. Therefore, the first method in this analysis, which analysis, in order to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of existence, the two methods available. As per the first method, the cause of cause with reference to any effect is analyzed as the source of creation, origination. Origination. So when we understand, we try to understand here from the standpoint of the origination of the effect. First, we understand from the standpoint of the origination of the effect. We understand any effect or product enjoys existence. First of all, an effect enjoys existence. A product enjoys existence. It has come into existence. It has originated. And having originated, it enjoys existence as an effect, as a product. Which means it's available for experience, enjoyment. Therefore, it enjoys existence. It exists. Therefore, an effect is a product or an effect is not a non-entity. An effect or product is not a non-entity, which means it is an entity which enjoys existence. Any effect. Don't go to the universe in Brahma now. We understand this first of all. Any effect, any product is an existing entity. An existent entity. Therefore, this effected product should have its cause. It should have its cause. Which means an existing product, an existing effect cannot come from a non-existent cause. Could not have come from something which was non-existent. It is illogical. Isn't it? Any effect which enjoys here existence, which is now here as an existing entity, must have its cause, must have come from something which was already existent. Therefore, it must have come from an existent cause, which means there must be the cause. There should be the cause. Now, and the cause from where this effect has come, that cause definitely is here in the form of the very existence of the effect. This one statement, one law is there. Karanasya gunaha karye anuvartate. You all must be with me carefully, okay? Karanasya gunaha karye anuvartate. Attribute of the cause or the nature of the cause, essential nature of the cause, should be there in the effect also. Effect must have the attribute or the essential nature of the cause. Karanasya gunaha karye anuvartate, which means the yellow color of the gold is seen in the ornament also. This attribute. But similarly as nature also. Now the reality here you can say any cause enjoys existence and cause continues to be in the form of the existence of an effect. Therefore, cause has existence, the effect also should have the existence. Is it clear? Very subtle. Therefore, cause always is in the form of existence of the effect. Therefore, the nature or the attribute of the cause should be there on the part of the effect also. So this, with understanding, we would extend this understanding to the universe now. So universe, we do not see the cause. We cannot know the cause through any other means. But what we have now, the universe is. We only the karyam is, Shastram says, Brahman is the cause of the universe. And here that universe is, this universe is available for enjoyment, experience, interaction, transaction. And we are here as part of this universe. Therefore, the universe is not non-existent. The universe enjoys existence. Therefore, universe being an existent thing, this must have come from an already existent cause. And just as in any effect, cause is inherent in the very effect. Cause is there as a very existence inseparably. Cause is inseparably with every effect, as very existence of the effect. Similarly here, the ex-Brahma, which I do not know, that Brahman, the cause, which is very much now as the existent of the universe. The cause of the universe is very much there as the existence of the universe. Therefore, what? Now, at least now I'm convinced. Even though I do not see, now it is through inference. Effect is here as an existent thing. Effect enjoys existence. Therefore, the cause must be there. Cause must be an existent entity. Therefore, cause must be there, cause is there as the very existence of the universe, even though I do not see through the, you know, even though I do not know what that cause is. In spite of not knowing what the cause is, I arrive at the conclusion that is Brahma, that Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. Okay. So first, அஸ்தித்வ நிச்சயஹா, இஸ் கால் வாட், பிரம்மணஹா அஸ்தித்வ நிச்சயஹா. சோ தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி டெஃபினிட்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம, திஸ் இஸ் பாசிபிள் வென் வி அனலைஸ் தி காஸ், அனலைஸ் தி கிரியேட் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிரியேஷன். ஓகே, வாட் நெக்ஸ்ட் மெத்தட்? தி செகண்ட் மெத்தட் இஸ் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். தி செகண்ட் மெத்தட் இஸ் இன் ஆஃப் அனலைசிங் தி காஸ் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் தி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி எஃபெக்ட் ஆர் த்ரூ தி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி எஃபெக்ட். ஓகே, ஸோ வாட் இஸ் தி வாட் இஸ் இட் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வென் எவர் வி சீ எனி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஹேப்பனிங்? ஆஃப்டர் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் திஸ் ஐ டேக் யூ டு தி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சங்கராச்சாரியஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் அகெய்ன். Whenever we see any effect being destroyed, any effect or product being destroyed, we see very clearly the destruction is only of the form, name and function, nama, rupa, karma. For example, when the pot is broken, pot is a product. Pot is broken means the pot is destroyed means what is destroyed? The effect called pot is destroyed means the product called pot is destroyed means destruction of the effect, the pot is nothing but destruction of the form, along with the form, the name, along with the name, the purpose it serves. Nama Rupa Karma. Destruction of the effect is nothing but destruction of the form, the mere form, name and function only. Which means, the cause continues to be there as the existence of the destroyed form. Are the broken piece of the pot. First, it is, I'm giving the example. It means the form of the product goes, but the existence continues to be there. The existence does not become destroyed. To understand this much clearer, let me make it very clear. Now, what is it? See, in order to understand the cause, in analyzing the cause through the destruction, from the standpoint of destruction, to understand subtle facts, again, Shastram, in the Shastram is very clearly said that every effect or every product has two factors, two aspects. An effect or product is a combination of inseparable two aspects. Okay. Every effect, any product is a combination of two inseparable aspects. What are those two inseparable aspects? First thing, existence. Existence is one effect, one aspect. Another aspect is nama rupa karma. Form inseparable three things as one. Form, name and function. Nama rupa karma. Form, name and function are inseparable. The inseparable form, name and function together form one aspect. Another aspect is existence. Existence with a given form, name and function is equal to product and effect. This is what Shastam says. What is the product? What is an effect? Any effect is nothing but existence with a given form, name and function. Every effect, any effect. So what is ocean? Existence with a given form of the water, the name and the function. Table, existence with a form of the wood, name and a function. Chair, existence, form of a wood, a given form of the wood, the name and function. Nama, Rupa, Karma. Existence with Nama, Rupa, Karma, existence plus Nama, Rupa, Karma is what? An effect, a product. Therefore, whenever the destruction of the effect happens, what becomes destroyed is only the form, name and function. In these two inseparable aspects, existence and form, name and function of the effect, the form, name and function aspect alone becomes destroyed. Form and function aspect alone collapses. The existence aspect continues to be there. Existence cannot be destroyed. Exist. What is existence? Abstract nature. Subtle nature. Inexplicable nature. Swarupam of every form, name and function. So, there's continuity of existence. The persistence of existence, this continuity of existence. This existence does not have beginning, does not have an end, doesn't get destroyed, doesn't undergo any change. Existence is always there. And existence is all pervasive. So existence is there with every effect. Existence is there as the existence of what? Every form, name and function. In any product, in every product. Irrespective of, in spite of whatever it is made of. Okay. So, let me give an example here. So, in destroying the effect, or when the destruction of the effect happens, only Nama Rupa Karma become destroyed. Existence does not get destroyed at all. Existence continues to be there. There is constant continuity of the existence. This is one thing yet important. That existence enjoyed by the form effect in the form, name and function is also said to be easiness. Easiness of the form, name and function alone is said to be existence. When you say chair is, means chair enjoys easiness. There's easiness of the chair, which is existence of the chair. So, two things. So, when the pot is broken, we are understanding now analyzing the standpoint of the destruction, through the destruction. The pot is broken. The form goes, the name along with the form name goes, the function goes. The existence enjoyed by the pot continues to be there with the immediate cause. This is the next step, okay? Immediate cause. What the immediate cause? The reference to clay pot, the immediate cause is what? Clay. There's existence of clay in a broken piece form. Is it existence of the immediate cause of the pot is what? Clay. Existence is there as existence of the clay in broken piece form. This is how existence is. Now, if we understand so this existence continues to be there throughout going through the way different causal stages. What is it? What does it mean? Yesterday, I just quickly read it out. I didn't explain. Continuity of existence through the causal stages. This is a sentence. Continuity of the existence through causal stages. Means what? Let me explain this two ways. See, first there's a seed. Make it clear. There's a seed. When you say seed is means seed enjoys existence. Then seed undergoes a change. Sprout comes. The destruction of the seed happens. Seed is means seed enjoys existence. When the destruction of the seed happens, there is a sprout. Existence joins this sprout. The immediate cause is in the mouth now, this sprout. What has gone? The seed form has gone. The name has gone. The function, it has served the purpose. It has gone. Now the seed, the form, name and function seed has gone. There is now seed, the sprout. The existence of the seed now, leaving the seed form, continues to be there as the existence of the sprout. Now the sprout form also becomes destroyed. Then the seedling, the existence continues to be there as existence of the form and function of seedling. Seedling goes sapling. The existence continues to be there as a, it's got different causal stages. Because the cause of the sapling is what now? Small plant. The sapling stage becomes destroyed, undergoes a change, then what happens? The small plant. Now existence continues to be there as existence of the small plant. The smallness of the form becomes destroyed. And there's a small tree. Existence continues to be there in the small form of a small tree. Forms at each stage, the form becomes destroyed, and the cause continues to be there. The existence joins the cause. Now the small tree becomes a big tree. Big tree becomes a huge tree. huge tree with all its now existence in between so many causal stages. Okay, so many causal stages. In all the causal stages, what goes through continuously is, goes through what continues to exist is the existence. Existence continues to be there throughout in all the causal stages. One way of understanding. So another way of understanding. The huge tree, big wind comes here, big tree fell here. Huge wind. I don't know how many years old this tree, my God. The tree becomes cleaved. Then is what now? Tree is existence with the tree form name and function. It must be with me, okay? Existence with the tree form name and function. The tree becomes chopped off, cleaved off. Then there's a huge bark and woods and the branches. Existence is of the trunk, the bark, the branches. The immediate cause of the immediate form. Now again, the big piece of wood, the branches are cut into pieces. So that form goes, the name goes, you can't call it anymore the trunk, the small logs of wood. Again, that becomes cut again to further small pieces. So existence continues to be there. Leaving the previous form, existence joins the immediate cause and continues to be there as the existence of the next form. Existence does not become distorted at all. Existence never collapses, continues to be there. You don't see existence through your eyes, but you understand the existence being there. Now, that further kind of tiny pieces, and that again, existence continues to be there, an existence of tiny, small bits of wooden pieces. Now, that wooden pieces again are used in the Homa to perform ritual. What happens? That also goes. There's a coal. So the wood form has gone as a coal form. The form has gone. The name has gone. Now this existence continues to be with what? Coal. The coal again is burnt and burnt, reduced to ashes. The coal form goes, though the name also goes, the name coal goes, new form, new name. So now the existence of the coal, leaving the coal form and name, joins the immediate cause. What is that next? Existence is there as existence of the ashes. This can be reduced further. In this manner, any form can be reduced further, reduced. But more we go towards the ultimate reality, much subtler and subtler and subtler become the forms. The forms which are observed. That is why there's a point comes when these forms, the change of forms which are observed cannot be observed after some point. Because when they become much, much, much subtler, Even though the change in the part of the forms being much subtler is not, those forms are not available for observation, still we can easily infer. What is the inference? When we, through our thought and analysis, we understand, already we have understood. We always infer, there's inference. What is the inference? Form alone collapses. Along with the form, name and function can collapse inseparably. What does not collapse, what does not become destroyed is the existence. Is it clear? Okay. Let me give you another example. Puja Swamiji's example. Pataha. Pataha means any vastram, any cloth. Suppose you see a shirt or pant. The shirt is a name of a given form, so which has a given purpose. And the shirt form, now shirt is means existence with form shirt, the name shirt, and the purpose itself. Nama Rupa Karma. Existence plus Nama Rupa Karma is equal to shirt. And the shirt, suppose, is now you remove all the stitches, the shirt form goes. The shirt form goes, the name also goes. Now what? The form is becomes removed, then the existence of the shirt, what happens to existence? Existence continues to be with now the fabric. Fabric is the fabric is the immediate cause of the shirt. So the existence joins or continues to be, not physically joining, existence continues to be there with the immediate cause, the fabric. Now fabric is maybe in a rectangle form, or doesn't matter which form it is. Rectangle form or a square form or a round form, doesn't matter. Existence continues to be with immediate cause in some form or the other. Shirt is the immediate cause. The fabric is the immediate cause of the shirt. So existence continues to be there with the immediate cause in given form. Again, the fabric also you take it. Remove all the fibers. Now fabric form disappears. The form of the fabric collapses. The name goes. You can't call it more fabric because there are only fibers. The bunches, okay, the small bundle of fiber. Fabric has gone. Fiber is there. So now existence, the fabric form goes. Now fiber form is there. Fiber is the cause, immediate cause of the fabric. Therefore, existence joins the fiber form, fiber, the immediate cause of the fabric. Then what happens? Now fabric also, again you really very carefully crush it. There's cotton. Fiber can be reduced to cotton or any synthetic, some material. It is a synthetic or a cotton. Some material. Now the fiber form also goes. Existence joins the immediate cause in the form of cotton. Now, this is how we can see, this is called intermediary causal stages. Okay? Shirt, fabric, fiber, cotton. These are called intermediary causal stages of different forms with different names serving different purposes. The immediate cause are the intermediate causal changes. Now, existence, there's a continuity, persistence of existence throughout in all these causal stages. Now, when I give a gross example, you can easily understand how we do not physically see, but we do make an observation of the continuity of existence. We do make an observation of continuity of existence throughout in all the intermediary immediate causal stages of different forms. Is it clear? But how long can we observe? How long? Now, when the causal stage becomes subtler and subtler, even observation of the causal stage also is not possible after some point. Is it clear what I'm saying? Are you all following? Are with me? Observation of the again different some causal stages is not even possible because they become much, 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 much subtler. Even though observation is not possible, still we can infer. We have inferential knowledge. What is inferential knowledge? Having observed few examples, the few references, now we have inferential firm knowledge, doubtless knowledge. This abstract thing called existence continues to be there, means there is consistent continuity of existence. I made clear or not? This is what is said to be existence being there in all various different causal stages, the immediate causes. Now, this sort of observation should be extended to the universe. The universe is entirety. The same observation, this sort of observation should be extended to the entirety of the universe as an effect, as a product. Karyam, karyam, the whole jagat is karyam. Okay. So existence, now the whole jagat, which is constituted of innumerable countless forms, names and functions, should be reduced to just a form, name and function. What is this jagat? Jagat is an effect, the product. Shastram says, and this jagat enjoys existence. Therefore, it must have an existent cause. And the cause is already very much there, inseparably, as very existence of the universe. Even though I do not know what that cause is, I'm not able to understand what the cause is, still I'm convinced of the fact the cause does exist in the form of the existence of this product called universe. So existence with Nama Rupa Karma is Jagat. Therefore, to understand, without existence, Nama Rupa Karma will be non-existent. We never count the cause. No way. Immediate cause is in the form of an effect. Therefore, when I say ocean is, please make a note. Existence is there as existence of the given form of the water. Pot is, meaning existence is with the given form of the clay. Don't say don't separate form and clay, okay? Given form of the clay. The existence is with the given form of its immediate cause. And this immediate, okay, the forms and functions alone get destroyed. Existence is there always. That's why it's called Satta. Satta is a Stilinga Shabda. Sat, existence, Satta means existence. Now this understanding, this observation we made is extended to this universe in its entirety as a product. We have to now understand. When the Mahapralayaha happens, what is Mahapralayaha? To take you to the Bhasham, I'm teaching you this. Mahapralayaha happens, something called a deluge, the total dissolution happens. Then also, nothing will happen to existence. Existence will continue to be there even at the time of Mahapralayaha. Then what happens? Gross universe is. So the existence of the gross universe is Mahap. Imagine, we can't see, we cannot understand, because we are not there, we will not be there at the time of Pralaya. That's why still we have to understand this. Existence of the gross universe. Now gross universe will collapse. The gross universe collapses. Existence will continue to be there as existence of the subtle universe. The subtle universe will collapse, will resolve. This is called a pravilapanam. Gross will resolve into its cause. The gross matter will resolve into subtle matter. Gross form goes, the name gross goes, the name gross form goes, the Namarupa Karma in terms of gross universe will resolve in its cause. Collapses, the form goes, it goes to the subtle, sukshma, the subtle matter. The existence of the gross universe continues to be there as the existence of the subtle universe. When the gross form collapses and resolves in the subtle form, this resolution is called pravilapanam. gross resolving, gross form resolving into its immediate cause, subtle. It's called pravilapanam. Is it clear? Another way of understanding pravilapanam. Then now the subtle also becomes resolves. What the immediate cause of this subtle universe? Causal universe. We can say Karaneshwaraha. So Virat resolves into Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha resolves into Antaryamishwara. So now existence, there's a continuity of existence as the existence of the Karaneshwara, Karanam Brahma, Karanaprapancha. That also again resolves to Maya. Then existence continues to be there as the existence of Maya. Then again, Maya also resolves in Brahma. Immediate cause, okay? Stholasya immediate cause, Sukshma. Sukshma's immediate cause, Karanam. And the Karna's immediate cause, Maya. Maya's immediate, Maya resolves where? In Brahma. If I existence continue, exist, there's a continuity of existence throughout. And what is, now all the forms have gone completely. All the forms of all the immediate causes have gone. Now there's ultimate cause. The ultimate cause cannot be objectified. Then existence continues to be there. All the forms have gone. The cause also has now resolved in the ultimate cause means. Now what is there? No form of any immediate cause. Ultimate cause. Now what happens? That existence with any form, name and function is pure existence. That pure existence cannot be objectified, observed. Because pure existence is not an object. The pure existence is available for recognition only as pure consciousness. Obtaining as one's own self. You want to know what pure existence is? Pure is an adjective simply added that you have to understand. Cognitively, you have to delete the form, name and function. Existence, the form, name and function is the jagat. Remove the form, name and function intellectually. And what is the pure existence which the continuity of which you understand throughout? Pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure existence can never be objectified because pure existence is available for recognition as the pure consciousness, as one's own Swarupam. That's why now you can understand. Finally, the teaching, the Asti, Brahma Asti iti Jnanam is Astitva Jnanam. Because my Shraddha in the Shastram, I accept what Shastram says that there is Brahma Asti and I have Astitva Jnanam. The Astitva Jnanam finally should culminate. When I operate the Shastra Pramanam further, should culminate in blessing me with the vision of that Brahma, that absolute reality, abstract reality, which is there in the form of existence of the universe, which is of this of pure existence, is none other than I, the consciousness, myself, am. I, the consciousness, am the existence. I stands for consciousness. Am stands for existence. Chit sat. Aham sat chit Brahma. Understand? I the consciousness. Am existence. So Brahma asti iti jnanam should culminate in tad Brahma ahamasmi iti jnanam. Aham Brahma asmi iti jnanam. So what is the use of simply saying Brahma asti, Brahma asti? You simply say Brahma asti, Brahma asti, it is of no use. Your common human fundamental problem centered on I should be resolved, for which Brahma asti iti jnanam finally should culminate in the aham Brahma asmi iti jnanam. Brahma asti iti jnanam, Brahma aham asmi iti jnanam bhavet. This is the aim of the Shastra. Okay, therefore, one must have Shraddha in the Shastram. If Shraddha is not there, no pramanam is available for you to know the Brahman is there. If you do not understand Brahman is, it is impossible for you to understand Brahman. If you don't understand means, you will be the loser of Purushartha. So life will be ruined. Therefore, Shraddha is important. My God. Okay? This is the teaching of the mantra. Any doubts? Let me first ask you. Any doubts? Anybody want any other clarification?
Swaminiji, I think you said the Karana Prapancha is different and distinct to Maya, is that right?
Actually, Karana Prapancha, Maya only Karana Prapancha, but we never say Karana Prapancha, we never say Maya alone. We say Karana Prapancha means, see, when you say pot is, you never say only just the form, name and function. Always include the form, name and function pot always implies what? The exist the clear there. Similarly, you say Karana Prapancha means it's not just the Maya alone, Maya with what? Brahma. Karana Prapancha, of course, Maya is the causal universe, which we never say separate. We never have independent difference have existence. You can reduce any form. Okay, any form is with this immediate cause, inseparably. That cannot be there without the existence. Therefore, Karana Prapancha is equal to Karana Prapancha is equal to Karana Ishvara. When I say gross universe, it is Virad Ishvara. That is why in Vedanta, beauty is, in Vedanta Shastra, we never say universe is just a bundle of energy. The matter, no. Universe is always knowledge. When you say, what is gross universe? The existence with gross form, name and function is gross universe. What Hatli universe? Hiranyagarbheshwara. Why? Existence is Ishvara. Existence with subtle form, name and function. Hiranyagarbha. Existence with causal, the form, name and unmanifested form, name and function. So Karana Prapanchaha, even though I say Karana Prapanchaha, is nothing but Ishvara. Hatli universe is Ishvara. Grass universe is Ishvara. Universe is never counted separately. There's no universe outside of Ishvara. Ishvara alone is in the form of existence of the gross universe. The gross form of like the gross matter with existence is gross universe. Subtle form or subtle matter with existence is subtle universe. Unmanifested form of the matter, subtlest matter with existence is Antaryamishvara. Is it clear now? In all this gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, unmanifested form, universe, everywhere forms, names, and functions are. The forms, names, and functions of the immediate cause with existence. Is it clear? We will say Karana Prapancha. It's not just the Maya alone. Of course, Maya with existence. That existence, we did it cognitively, the Maya is pure existence, Brahma. Understand?
Yes, thank you.
So, now, one more thing you have to understand. Even when this total dissolution or deluge happens, the whole thing cannot collapse together simultaneously at one go, in one go. No. There's a gradual. Understand? Because first, how in Upanishad persons, first subtle elements come, the gross elements come, the elementals come, the living beings come, like that. Anyway, it's all mithya. What is satyam? So what is the, now understand the definitions, that which is always there. This is what is beautifully explained. Again, you can do one thing. All can go back to Bhagavad Gita home study book. Refer explanation of the word nasato vidyate bhava. 38, 40 pages I think are there. Only for this one verse. Isn't it? Explanation. 16th verse of the second chapter, nasato vidyate bhavaha. There you understand what is sat, what is asat, what is tucham. We don't need to worry about tucham now. Here, existence is sat, satyam, forms, names, and functions of the immediate causes. All the intermediary causal stages are all mithya. And what is it? Existence? Pure existence minus forms, names, and functions. Nothing but pure consciousness. Okay? This is the teaching. Therefore,
Swamini, can I
yes.
ask one question? When you say, I mean, we will never know how creation or dissolution happened, but when you say there is some graduality because it is written, but like when we have the example of the sleep, in when the dream comes, so the manifestation of the dream world comes and it goes, there's no graduality of developing of things. It's just there and then it's gone. So it could be with the whole existence too.
That is why, yeah, that's why we say it's called a Jiva Srishti, isn't it? Even then, even there's a material form. What is the material there? All the in dream, the forms you see are thought forms of objects, not the material forms of the objects. It's the elemental forms of the objects. In dream, what you see, of course, are all forms. In the dream also, the dream world is a product. The dream world is nothing but is constituted of thought forms of the objects. You see, thought form of a human being, thought form of table, chair, everything you see. All the objects which constitute the thought, the dream world, is nothing but forms, thought forms of the objects. And the thought forms of the object for the immediate cause is what? Vasanas. The vasanas which you have collected in your memory through during your waking state experience. So the subtle vasanas are there as the immediate cause of those thought forms. So in dream also what? Existence with subtle thought forms of the vasanas. And they have names in the dream also, they have names are there, dream names are there, dream purpose is there. It becomes a result. That is why existence is always there. Existence is the pure existence is the nature of reality. This abstract, formless reality, you arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of existence. And the pure existence, the nature of reality means what? Cognitively delete the forms, names and functions, then you, what is pure existence? That which is that the continuity of which is there always continuously is the existence, which you understand, isn't it? Okay. That's why how the creation also comes in different stages. The resolution also should happen. The resolution also happens in different stages. This what, whether from the standpoint of creation or from the standpoint of destruction, you can see how existence, the reality is there continuously in the form of existence, going through the different causal stages of different forms with the different names. Clear? Okay. Only now we must understand the Bhashyam. I think you understood now. Yesterday, I wanted to read out and tell you the literal meaning of the Bhashyam. I was enthusiastic. I hadn't explained much. Okay, we will be redoing this mantra again in the next class. The Bhashyam, I'll be redoing it, because after explaining this, now I can go back to the Bhashyam again. So you can see the meaning of each word of the Bhashyam very clearly. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Now, let us see the mantra again first. Naiva vacha na manasa praptum shakyaha na chakshusha. Vacha manasa chakshusha praptum na shakyaha. So, this absolute reality, the cause of the universe, which is perceived as said to be the cause of the universe, implied by the term Brahman or Atma. Now here Atma is not available for knowledge, understanding through words, mind or the sense organs. Which means it is not perceptible, conceivable or describable. Therefore, what? Shastram alone. Shastrameva shastram sharanam gacchami. We have no way. We have to surrender to shastram. Accept Shruti Mata as the pramanam. So I have shraddha in the Shruti's teaching. So accept what Shruti says. Therefore, for me, the only pramanam that Brahman is Shastram only. Only pramanam is Shastram. So I accept Shastram, therefore for me Brahman is. Therefore, because pramanam, what does the person say? Brahma asti iti bruvataha. The asti iti bruvan asmi aham. Asti iti bruvati asti asmi aham. Asti iti bruvati, bravīti. The person who has Shraddha in the Shastram, accepting what the Shastram says, he also says what? Brahma Asti. Brahma Asti. Even though I do not see, I do not perceive, I do not conceive, I do not, nothing describes, for me still Brahma Asti, because Shastram says. Because I have Shraddha in the Shastram. Shastram says, I do not deny it. For me, Brahma Asti, because I accept Shastram as the Pramanam. Shastram says Brahma Asti. Brahma Asti iti Braviti. Only for such a person who is convinced of what Shastram says, accepting Shastram as the Pramanam, Brahma Asti iti Bruvataha, only for him, Tad Brahma Upalabhyate. This Brahman, the absolute reality, abstract reality, which alone is in the form of existence of the entity of the cosmos, is available for recognition, available for knowledge, only for such a person who says Brahma Asti. Anyatra, other than the person who says Brahma Asti, for others, how Brahman is available? How can Brahman be available? No. Brahman will not be available for knowledge at all for those who do not accept the fact that Brahman is. Only those of Shraddha in the Shastram can accept the fact that Brahman is. So Shraddha is, accept what Brahman says. Accept what Brahman says, the person can say Brahman is. If he says Brahman is, then there's a possibility of discovering, arriving at what Brahman is. When a person arrives at what Brahman is, he will not say Brahma Asti, he will say Brahma Aham Asmi. It should be the, what is the culmination? He will not say Brahma Asti. Aham Brahma, Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. I am that Brahma. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So we have to do the Bhashyam again. Okay. So what all I said today, I'll continue again. This needs proper understanding, because as Pujya Swami says, teaching is nothing but giving vision. As I'm teaching, I must reveal, I must communicate what I'm seeing. And when I'm communicating what I'm seeing, I must be able to make you see what I am seeing. This is what Pujya Swamiji used to say, and this he did it. That's why when I think of Swamiji, I should not get emotional, but I do get emotional. Every class I remember how he used to speak. Okay? Okay. So we'll continue next class. Now, the Bhashyam, I will do again from the beginning. So yesterday also I explained certain things to understand what is Pravilap, just to make you understand the meaning of the words itself. So Pravilapanam, Pravilapayati is the verb. Vilapayati. Pravilapayati. Prakashena Vilapayati. Efficiently resolves. So Pravilapanam is resolution. Always the form, name and function of a given object, when it collapses, it will resolve into its immediate cause. This is physically happening, isn't it? But But cognitively resolve. Esther thought about cognitive resolution. When you say ocean is water, your cognitive is always solving it. Cognitive resolution. Finally, the form of any cause can be reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced, can go through different causal stages. How long? It goes much subtler, much subtler, much subtler causal stages. Finally, it'll culminate where? Ultimate cause. So we don't need to see, I want to see all the causal stages. No. As the causal stages become much subtler and subtler and subtler, no more observation possible. Still, I can infer, because I've observed already how existence aspect of the effect continues to be there, only form and function of the effect collapses. So based on my understanding of other different stages, I have inference. I can infer that existence does not become destroyed at all. There's no destruction of the existence. Because existence is the reality, which is in the form of existence of everything. Okay. So I see you later for the class, okay? Om. We'll do the Bhashyam of this mantra next class. Because in the same teaching will be there in the following mantra also, so that the teaching will become thorough by when we complete both mantras. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.